Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and then keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. You ever met those people that look at everyone through their own filters and have expectations for other people that need to match up to their own expectations? Well, I was involved in a relationship for a long period of time with a person that was so caught up in how other people were and would be so put off by the fact that other people didn't treat her exactly the way she wanted to be treated. And it got to the point where, you know, if they said something that she didn't like, she would immediately just pull away. And there were very few people that she got along with or liked because she was so temperamental around the things that people said because she had such high expectations for people, right? And she always put her values on others. And one of the challenges in life is that you can't force your will on other people, and you can't make them be the way you want them to be. People are who they are, and it's very difficult to change people. And the reality of it is if people are set in their ways, you're not going to be able to change people. And this is true with especially in relationships, right, where you want somebody to be a certain way and you want them to change, and you get so caught up and focused on those things that bother you that it ultimately destroys the relationship. But what if you could move beyond some of that? What if you stop putting your values on other people? Yeah, I understand there's certain basic things that we need, right? You want to be treated well. But, you know, not everybody is going to be as thoughtful as you might be, right? Not everybody's going to say the right things all the time. And to walk away from those things, it just doesn't work, right? If you allow it to affect you, you're going to become a miserable person. I mean, for years, I had about thousands of clients. And a lot of them were large producing clients that I had to find a way to get along with. And not all those people treated me the way I wanted to be treated. And a lot of the people that did a lot of business with me, you know, weren't the nicest people in the world and didn't treat me the way I wanted to be treated. But I had a choice to make. I could choose to overlook it and just develop thick skin and get past it, or I could allow it to affect me. But if I allowed it to affect me, I wasn't going to have the same impact from a sales perspective if I developed the thicker skin to deal with it. And so I did. It worked out for me. I didn't allow things to get to me very much. And in the end, I think I was far more successful in that role because I was able to do it, because I didn't just put my values upon everyone else, because I was more accepting, and I just let things go. And in the end, if I think you apply that logic to life, you become a happier person because you don't set your expectations on everyone else. You don't hold people to a certain level, but you're accepting of what is. And again, you may be able to influence certain people, but changing them is a big thing. Now, if they're your children, it's one thing because you're molding those people. But for other people, especially those that are full grown or people that are older than you, you can't really change people. You can't have much of an impact there. I mean, you may get lucky here and there. They may do it temporarily, but in the end, you know, if you're really focused on trying to change who people are, you're going to get very frustrated very quickly. So I guess the message today is simply this. Accept people for who they are. Stop putting your values on other people. Stop putting your expectations on other people. And just accept it. Again, let it go. Don't dwell on it. And in the end, you'll be much happier as a result if you do it. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today, simple message. Accept people for how they are, stop trying to change them, and stop imposing your will on other people.